Here she is.
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London.
One of the few people on this program has her own theme song. Put it that way.
She deserves it.
And she definitely does. Dr. Kathleen London, a woman of incredible medical knowledge, and she puts her knowledge where her heart is too, which I've always appreciated about you. That mm-hmm. You're out serving the people that really need it most. You went to an underserved community. You went from one of those fancy ass practices in New York City to go take care of people out in rural Maine who, needed the help. Isn't that right?
How awesome.
It is. And I'm actually, I'm starting my own practice, which until I find office space, I've been doing house calls, calling it door-to-door docs.
No wow. one does that anymore.
I wanted to make sure I had continuity for my patients, and it's exploding. In the 5 days since I started practice, I can't even keep up because everybody wants to stay with me, and all these new patients have started. So I'm seeking office space. I think the coolest building to get, it used to be a general store and got turned into a cafe, and it's really cute. So I'm hoping that works out.
That would be nice. Although I can't imagine, because everybody lives 100 miles away from everybody else in Maine, right? I mean, mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yes, it's true. Everybody lives incredibly, incredibly far.
That's right. There's no right around the block. Right around the block, there's literally the distance of the width of most nations in Europe. All right, let me ask you this though. Let's get right to what we've got here. We got, first of all, there's a story today. Now mm-hmm. explain this to me, doctor, that says that carbs are the new cigarettes.
So it's not all carbs. Let's start with that. They're talking about the ones that we've kind of said for a long time now are bad for you. And also, you got to look at the source. This was not a medical journal, but the white ones, the things that have been bleached to death before they hit your body, mm-hmm. These cause inflammation in your body. Okay. They don't do anything good for you. So white flour, white sugar, these are not things that, sorry, I'm leaning in, I can't do that. And things that...
Are you getting house calls right now?
It's a very specific house call.
Coming home from one, yes. Yeah. Anything that causes inflammation in your body increases disease state. So that means it increases cancer, it increases... any chronic disease state, from diabetes to heart disease to anything else. It's why fat is so bad for you, why having any fat on your body. Excess fat is an inflammation factory. So that's why, why I'm so into this idea of staying at a healthy weight and exercise. My whole joke that I run marathons so I can eat more, well, it's not a joke, it's true. Mm-hmm. I love food like everyone else. And I race so I can eat more because I'm like everyone. I love food. What I always tell people, the simple way to think about food is the fewest steps from the ground to your table.
The fewest steps from the ground to your table.
Mm-hmm. So you want raw food.
So the less processed.
I'll tell you what I want. I want to make sure that whatever's going in my mouth, someone has cleaned it off. That to me is the most important thing. Cleaned it off. That's the thing I'm always worried about.
There's still some ground on your food?
There's still something on my food.
Last night I was going to a friend's house, and a turkey, I had to, jam on the brakes to miss this turkey. And I'm, thinking, I shouldn't have bothered to jam on the brakes. It could have been dinner.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. Well, right. That's very few steps. You actually, that just arrives on your hood right there to the, hey, look, and it's already, halfway cooked because the engine was so hot.
Right, the roadkill diet. Yeah. That's a good diet.
I know. Well, in Wisconsin, that's considered.
Why I'm not against hunting if you eat what you kill. That's the ultimate free range, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll be doing a lot of hunting with your car if you're doing a door-to-door house practice in in Maine. I can pretty much assure you that.
But wait, on this list, though, cornflakes, white bread, bagels, pretzels, russet potatoes, popcorn, saltine crackers, some rice cakes. Some of these things seem like they're fairly, I would think they're not harmful to you.
Well, rice cakes? I mean, again, okay, well, rice cakes are pretty damn processed. There's kind of not, and then also what has been done to the rice cake, what kind of crap has been put on it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you
that's
know,
the only thing that makes it good.
Otherwise, they taste like cardboard.
Yeah, I'm just saying something other than cardboard going in your mouth. You know, it's not food. It's styrofoam that you put some flavoring on. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And again, yams have vitamins and other things. So russet potatoes, you know, the county north of me grows those. There's really not a lot of nutritional value in there. And it's also people load them up with all sorts of junk. So it's also like what we do with it. It's also what the reaction it does in your body. So it's not that there can't be any nutritional value in a potato in and of itself. It's that often what's done to it. And as a general rule, the yams and sweet potatoes have a lot more to them than a simple white potato does. Again, the colors of the rainbow in your food are giving you all sorts of carotenoids and antioxidants than a simple food that doesn't have all those colors in it. Terms of popcorn, yeah, how many people eat popcorn that isn't drenched in butter and salt?
Nobody.
Right. Or right. I mean, worse than the butter. I mean, butter is the best thing you put on popcorn compared to that stuff that, like, at the movie theater that
right.
is like motor oil.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I mean, yeah, the stuff that they put on in movie theaters, you know, yeah, it just literally clogs your arteries while you're eating it. You know?
So, I do love that stuff.
So you have to, and so that's the stuff that we're talking about. And again, a lot of the microwave stuff, the same thing. You know, if we were doing it the old-fashioned way and the rest of it, it's probably not that bad. But again, we're loading it with all sorts of things. And the sodium levels, we eat way too much salt. And look at the hypertension, the high blood pressure rates in this country. They're mm-hmm. off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And high blood pressure, again, is a silent killer. All these people say, well, I don't feel bad. Yeah, you're not going until you have the heart attack or stroke. And thank you, I'd rather not wait for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. You're really ruining my day. All right, now, I want to ask you this. So now all of a sudden, the Zika virus is going to be like the best news of the day so far. The World Health Organization has just released some more information about the Zika virus, which is really interesting. You know, there is a if there are women who are pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant. They are being warned here in the United States. I don't think a lot of people are talking about this yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're being warned here in the United States that if you have traveled to a region that mm-hmm. is known to where the spread of Zika virus is known to have occurred. So that's obviously Brazil, which is a big thing. And a lot of Americans are moving back and forth between Brazil or a lot of places in Central and South America, including Mexico, where tons of Americans are going.
Right.
And the Caribbean, you're being warned if you are pregnant to have protected sex with your spouse. If they have been there, even if you have not been there, if they have been there, you're being told to have protected sex with them through the duration of the pregnancy.
Right, because it could infect the fetus. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
The Caribbean is a huge one. A lot of people go to the Caribbean. So,
mm-hmm.
Because the dangers of microcephaly are so huge. I mean, that's permanent. You know, this is not like something you can just sort of undo. Whoops, you know, this is huge. And this virus is living for a while in semen and stuff. So this is kind of scary.
Okay, so the idea here is that if you've traveled to the Caribbean, or Mexico, or someplace that would be very common for Americans to travel this time of year, that you have in your blood system, in your blood, if you're not pregnant and you're not planning on becoming pregnant for a couple of months, you're probably going to be okay. But the problem is that that's in your blood system. But in seminal production in men, because it is a blood
right.
byproduct, and that can go for, what, six 12 months, right?
Right, six months. A good 6 months, so, yeah.
Yeah, so 6 months. So anytime in that 6 month window, after that, the guy has traveled there. He's
right.
Now he's become the
carrier.
The
he's the carrier. Yeah,
for 6 months
they can still. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
semen is made about 6 months ahead of time and stored. So this goes for whether it's a medication or a legal or not so legal drug or. Around this country, depends on what state you're in, and viruses, same thing. And this virus in particular is harbored in there. So, yeah, this is a big deal. you know, and I'm not sure what the window is for women who have traveled there. You know, I don't know if 2 months is safe enough, frankly.
Right. That's what the CDC is advising right now.
I would probably give a good 6 month window to women if I were advising a woman who's looking to get pregnant. And I would say 6 months to a year for the semen. I'm going to err on the side of caution as given how this virus seems to be operating and the devastating effects.
And now what's also interesting about this, too, is that the World Health Organization is warning that in the United States, and I think also CDC is looking out for this, but they're going to wait to see what happens, there's a specific type of mosquito that's carrying the Zika virus.
Right.
And there is a potential for seeing this mosquito in the very southern areas of the United States during the summer
months.
And so then it becomes an issue of whether or not it's actually being transmitted here. And we don't have, and again, this is it's all relatively new with this microcephaly, where the babies are being born with the tiny skull and the depressed brain size and all that.
Right.
That's something that right now we have not seen an explosion of, but we might in the next 6 to 9 months.
Yep.
Because of this,
is it really largely still affecting in a big way pregnant women and their babies, or are others reporting illness and things like that as well?
The illness is mild. The illness is mild for everybody else. So the real devastating effects are on a fetus. Mm-hmm.
You may not even know that you've gotten it.
Really?
You may not even.
It's like West Nile, right? Wasn't that the issue? People had varying forms of reactions to it.
Right, but even
it's
even less.
The Zika virus, you may not know you're sick. It may just be very mild, but it's not one that there seems to be any real bad illness. It's just that the fetus gets very ill. And that's sort of like a lot of the diseases that we've done immunizations for. We go through this. Like people are like, like rubella, measles is not that big a deal. Well, it is if you have it while you're pregnant and the fetus gets it.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
There's a bunch of things that are much more devastating for a pregnant woman or their fetus, than they are for, and again, we don't know what Zika's effects would be on a neonatal. We're not seeing that yet.
What are we hearing about?
That's another population.
What are we hearing about in terms of the microcephaly down in Brazil, places that are more directly affected?
Microcephaly
by this
is whether it's even, that's a horrible thing. These are people who are never going to be able to care for themselves. This is horrendous.
And I guess the real question is, over these next number of months, what kind of a mushrooming of this is going to occur in those regions most directly affected by this, so that we can, look. And again, the United States is going to be different because most Americans don't travel, but those who do go to those regions, should be on the lookout. But when they come back here, they may be spreading the virus with sexual transmission.
Maybe without knowing it, right?
Right. It has nothing to do with the mosquito. It has to do with, semen.
Right.
Oh, my God. You are such a downer to me. the whole thing started so nicely.
You go get the fun condoms now.
Yeah, right. And you get it at Walgreens. Walgreens is like turned into a sex shop when you go down the aisle.
They do have that special aisle now devoted to
all
things
different
like
colors.
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's colors. There's all kinds of things that buzz and do all kinds of.
Yeah.
That's all the next thing you know. Wow. Yeah, they're all made in China, by the way. And when Donald Trump is president, they're going to start making that stuff in Mokina.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That'll change things.
All right.
You're telling me the downer.
I know. I know. I don't know. I'm almost like, I don't know what to do about the Zika virus or Donald Trump.
Hillary will have national health care and we'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Easy there, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And abortion will be a sacrosanct.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. All right. Dr. Kathleen London, we love her.
We do.
And she's on her way to some other patient now, 100 miles away.
Solve the world's problems.
She's Dr. Kathleen London, medicine woman now. She's arriving on a horse. somewhere in.
What a cool business, though, going directly to people's homes. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. You learn a lot. I mean, I'm really having fun because you learn a lot about people when you see them in their home environment.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's really great.
Yeah, you
get
do.
Any hoarders yet, people?
Yeah,
kind of
house
wade through the like, trash.
My God, does this house smell like crap? Oh, my God. What you doing here?
Yeah. And you're having lung problems, upper respiratory?
That's something. Weird. All right. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate it.
Thanks, doctor.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. There she is, Dr. Kathleen London, Dr. C-H-A-Y-A, Dr. Chaya on on Twitter, by the way. Very very good follow.
And one of your speed dials, too, for when you have these afflictions, these issues.
Yeah. Right? She got even nuttier about the Zika virus than I got. I mean, I would, you know.
She did.
Right. I mean, I just saw the CDC thing that came out today. And about this, you know, which I think is really interesting, that women, you know, if a couple went down to, you know, the Caribbean or Mexico or Brazil or
sure.
wherever this is, you know, they're telling the woman, you know, not to try to get pregnant for a month or two, but they're telling the guy not to have
unprotected sex,
you know, for up to 6 months. And now she's saying, oh, no, forget about it. Go a year. Like, wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, she was not messing around. Well, it's not something to mess around with if you're talking about the health of your baby.
Yeah, speaking of messing around.
Yeah.